Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The International Court of Justice is ordering Israel to stop blocking aid destined for Gaza. The new orders issued by the top UN court come as it investigates allegations of genocide brought forward by South Africa. Lauren Comito has more.
Judges at the UN's highest court first ordered Israel to let more aid into Gaza 2 months ago. Now they say the catastrophic living conditions of Palestinians have deteriorated to the point where Palestinians no longer only face the risk of famine, but that famine is setting in. The court told Israel to immediately allow an urgently needed aid, including food, water, and medical supplies, and to open additional land crossings to do that at scale. Their decision was unanimous and included an ad hoc Israeli judge who sided with the majority. Israel was further ordered to cooperate with the UN and to let aid be distributed unhindered. Israel says it is not blocking aid deliveries, and any holdup is the UN's responsibility. Lauren Comito for CBC News, The Hague.
Former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. The former CEO of the failed crypto exchange known as FTX was convicted on fraud and conspiracy charges last fall. Senior business reporter Anis Haidari has details.
Umbrellas were out as Sam Bankman-Fried's parents left court on a rainy Thursday. They just found out their son, otherwise known as SBF, is heading to prison for more than two decades. Bankman-Fried ran one of the world's most popular trading platforms for digital cryptocurrency, FTX. After its collapse, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy in November, finding his company trying to patch over big drops in crypto values using customer deposits. The judge in the U.S. District Court also ordered SBF to forfeit more than $11 billion U.S. dollars, which could go to some of the victims. The 25-year sentence falls short of what prosecutors were asking for. They wanted 40 to 50 years. It's a big and expensive fall from grace for the 32-year-old who had only started his crypto exchange back in 2019. Anis Haidari, CBC News, Calgary.
Four Ontario school boards are suing the world's biggest social media companies for disrupting the way kids learn. They accuse the companies behind TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat of creating unsafe and addictive products.
It's really important to understand the effect that these products are having on our children and pay close attention to it.
Lawyer Duncan Embry represents the school boards. He says they want these companies to change their algorithms, age restrictions, and existing parental controls. The school boards are seeking $4 billion in damages. Ontario's minimum wage will go up this fall. The provincial government is raising it by 65 cents to $17.20 an hour. The change will go into effect October 1st. The Prime Minister provided another preview today of what's going to be in the federal budget. This time, Justin Trudeau spoke about new funding to expand the government's $10 a day childcare program.
We're going to make investments to expand and grow the program. We'll do this by providing over $1 billion in low-cost loans and grants directly to public and nonprofit childcare providers.
Trudeau says there will also be money to increase training opportunities for early childhood educators. He also spoke of a student loan forgiveness plan for daycare workers who choose to work in rural or remote areas. Yesterday, he announced a number of steps to help renters. The federal budget will be introduced on April the 16th. Statistics Canada says the country's economy grew by 0.6% in January, better than expected. Early estimates suggest the modest growth trend will continue into the spring. Manufacturing appears to be the biggest factor. StatsCan says the sector continues to rebound after a steady decline in the final months of 2023. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.